So, hi, good evening, another podcast. So, ngayon lang ulit ako nakapag-record kasi ngayon lang ulit ako may gusto sabihin. You know, I just have thoughts and I just want to share it. I just want to talk about it kahit na walang nakikinig sa podcast ko. Well, because I'm not sharing it, I'm not telling it to anyone, you know, but yeah, I just want to talk to myself, I guess. But no, let's have a topic for tonight. So there's this girl kasi na I don't know why I'm so captivated by her. I really don't know why. There's so many beautiful faces on TikTok. You know, alam mo yun, yung bi din na, I mean, yung bi or LGBT din naman, but I don't know if you believe in attraction. Na, yung bang, parang you feel like there is a connection to this, you have the connection with this person. And it's like it's not her beauty at all. It's you know, it's the vibe. It's her aura. Na parang yung assumption mo sa kanya is sure na. Parang hindi siya assumption. Kumbaga pa parang you have unexplainable feelings towards this person. Na parang yun siya and you like her for being like that. And of course, I couldn't help. Diba? Kundi magpa-cute, magpa-pansin. Kasi, there's not... Kasi for me, it's really a good feeling to see and to know that the person you like is laughing because of you. Diba? That you, the idea of, you know, making her happy is real. Kasi napapasaya mo siya, napapag-ano yung love niya. But of course, there are times na talaga namang naiinis din siguro siya. And you just can't help it. Alam niyo yun, sobrang... it's so weird that I didn't explain why. I never been like this to anyone I used to like. Except for Hazel. Except for... kasi siya talaga... we have the connection, we have the foundation, kaya ako ganun sa kanya. But to this person, we don't have any foundation at all. We don't know each other in real life. We never meet each other pa. And diba, it's so creepy to act like that to a stranger, diba? And I didn't help but to worry at the same time if ano bang nararamdaman niya? Is she's annoyed or natutuwa ba talaga siya sa akin? You know? Nawi-weirduhan din ako sa sarili ko. And I'm sure, definitely siya din. Diba? And I just want to open up about my feelings towards her tonight. And hopefully, pag may lakas na ako ng love, I can make her listen to it. Yeah, why not? But gano'n, no? Laging ganito si Lord. Hindi ko maintindihan. I mean, yung mga panahon na I really don't like the idea of love and to be in a relationship. He gave me my ex na sobrang minahal ko and talagang inakala ko na siya na for the very first time in my life, diba? Binigay niya sa akin yung masasabi mo talaga na ito yung gusto ko, ito yung kailangan, ito yung pinagdasal ko and God gave it to me, diba? May ganung feeling. lahat ng signs mo natupad, diba? Nangyari siya. Tapos, every time na, alam mo yung, ayaw mo na talaga, wala na ako, yung ayaw ko na talaga, yung wala na akong interest. And, she happened. We happened. And now that, I'm so tired, that I really think na love is really not for me. Here I am again. Diba? Always believing in the idea of me not capable to handle a relationship, and that's why I don't want it anymore. I don't like it anymore. But then bigla na lang ako nag-interest sa TikTok. The fact na, alam mo yun, no? The fact na pinabash ko ang TikTok before na, parang ano mapapahala mo dyan? Diba? Parang, kasi syempre yung mga kumakalat na sa Facebook ng TikTok is yung mga nonsense talaga, diba? And, I don't know, it just happened na parang may bumulong sa ingilid. Try mo TikTok. And during that time, I am actually undergoing some anxiety. Diba, may issue na ako sa mental health ko, which is very, very unusual for me. And I'll do whatever it takes just for me to recover from it. And that's why it's like, okay, why not? TikTok is for entertainment. Ano kayang meron dito? Sige, let's check it out. And yun na nga, a first video na napanood ko is from a therapist who helped me. Diba, who helped me understand my situation, who helped me cope up to what's going on. And slowly I feel like I'm getting better. And then nagbabrowse lang ako, nakakatawa na may mga priest, may mga doctors, may mga professional sa TikTok. Like, what? Seryoso ba to? And that's where I started to appreciate TikTok. And I come up with an idea that maybe these people are here because this is also another platform, diba, to gain clients, customers, or to promote their business. So why not study the algorithm of TikTok, just like what I did on Facebook, kasi diba, on my previous job, kasi if you are involved in digital marketing, you really have to study all the social media platforms, diba? And ano lang sa point ng buhay ko na, maybe it's better if I'll be a freelancer, you know, a better study by myself, because there's so a lot of resources naman online. And yeah, I get intrigued on how to, you know, how are we going to make money out of it. And then there's this girl, she just popped up to my FYP. Before her, there's so many beautiful faces already, and they really didn't catch my attention. It's like I watch them, but I don't hit hard for them. I don't hit like button, and hindi ako nagko-comment. Like but then when she showed up on my FYP, just me, yo. I stopped her just like that. And attorney to? Wow! Diba? Daming attorney ni TikToker, pero na magaganda din naman, totoo naman, na may impress ka sa talino nila, sa mga ideas and thoughts nila, sa mga opinions nila, diba? May impress ka, pero hindi hindi ko sila na admire. Alam mo yun, walang something. Pero siya, ay nako, I don't know why ay ganito na naman kung hindi naman ipagkakaloob ni Lord sa akin. And this time sobrang nahihirapan akong kontrolin yung feelings, yung idea, yung thought. Kasi talagang, alam mo yun, I know to myself that I'm not capable to be in a relationship. And I shouldn't stop bothering her, di ba? Kasi knowing that she's in a relationship, knowing that she's not gonna like me, and knowing the fact na hindi naman talaga ako umaasa sa kanya. So why? Di ba? So why? Bakit kailangan ko pang gawin lahat to? Bakit kailangan ko lagi magpapatid sa kanya? Bakit kailangan ko sa lahat ulitin? Tapos gusto ko talaga siyang makitang mainis. Hindi ka kamuinan kung bakit. So, para bang siguro kasi I want to know more about her. And I know it's only possible if kakausapin ko siya, but ang creepy noon, di ba? Na makikipagkwentuhan ka, makikipag-usap ka sa taong nalaman na gusto mo siya. Buti sana kung may foundation muna, di ba? Kung naging friends muna kayo, tapos nakakanagsabi, di ba? Pero kasi hindi ako ganun, kasi ako, I just really want to always, to be honest, all the time. I always want to express my feelings, especially kung wala naman ako nakakitang masamang intention dun sa gusto kong sabihin. Diba? So, sinabi ko sa kanya, umaminanggat ako sa kanya, kasi wala talaga, hindi ko naman, diba? I mean, knowing that she's in a relationship, tapos untok sa buwan, diba? I don't think ako talaga yung magugustuhan niya at na ideal for her. But yeah, I couldn't help. Kahit ako nakikipihan ako sa sarili ko. And it's like parang wala na akong hiya talaga kahit naka-live siya. Alam mo yung wala na pakialam sa sasabihin ng ibang tao, sa iniisip ng ibang tao. Which, well, matagal naman na akong wala talagang pakialam sa ibang tao. But about love life, about pagpapakute sa taong gusto mo. No, I never done that. I never done that in public. Oh my God. Maybe because siguro na tinatest ako ni Lord, or maybe gusto lang malaman, gusto lang ipaintindi ni Lord sa akin na, hey, you still have the hope, okay? It's still inside you. You just have to accept it. You just have to believe in it again. And I'm the one who always refuse. Maybe ganun, diba? So, have you been there? Have you experienced admiring someone and being afraid at the same time? Not afraid of rejections, okay? But afraid that your feelings might grow, and even if it gives you happiness, you still want to refuse, you still want to ignore it. Have you been in that situation? I used to like someone who doesn't love me back, and that's why I learned not to expect from anyone, especially if you like a person, because it's not your obligation to like you back, and everything na gagawin mo for that person is on you. You should know the consequence. And ginawa mo yun hindi para laging may kapalit. Ginawa mo yun because you just want to make this person happy. You just want to be with her when she needed you. Diba? Ganun lang. And you know, God knows. God knows that I'm used sa ganung sistema, sa ganung kalahara. But for this one, ayoko siya maging friend. Ano yun? Pero gusto ko siya. Ayoko siyang makausap. Pero hinahanap-hanap ko siya. Ayoko siyang ligawan. Pero parang gusto ko siyang hintayin. And I don't know what's the purpose of this, but I have to, you know, construct my thoughts and really maybe figure it out by myself, by disappearing. Alam mo yun, sure, it's better na talagang umiwas muna ako sa kanya. And when pagtingin ko kaya ko na ulit, nang walang, alam mo yun, no, if wala na ulit ako, if wala na yung ganito feelings or answer, then I'll start to use TikTok again. Diba? But she's not really the reason why I want to do a TikTok detoxing. Part of it, yes, she's the reason, but not really the reason. Magulo ba? Yeah, I just want to focus on what's important right now, and TikTok is consuming so much of my time. And yeah, so I want to record this because I'm pretty much sure that I'm gonna look back and I'm gonna be listening to this maybe 1 year, a few months from now. And maybe this will remind me of how stupid I am. Bakit kaya ganun, no? I just hope na hindi talaga siya creepy akin or nagagalit or naiinis na sa akin, because I'm so afraid that maybe she's just trying to be nice to me siguro, and that's why makakatulong din siguro yung TikTok detoxing ko to, alam mo yun, to give her some peace of mind from all my kakulitan. And that's going to start on Monday. What's the date today? So it's December 18. So on 21, I'm gonna say goodbye to TikTok and to her. But I told her na maybe pag single na siya, just maybe at puuna ako nun, pwede na. Edi, subukan natin. I'm so sincere about that. Seryoso ako nun. But of course, I'm also open for the possibility that hindi mangyayari yun kasi well off na siya. Well off na sila. She's finally settled. Diba dun sa partner niya ngayon. And that's okay with me. So, kung umaasa ako, I don't really think so. Pero I'm not closing the doors to the possibilities, but I'm already expecting that it's not, so that hindi ganun kasakit, hindi ako masaktan, diba, if ever na lumalim yung feelings ko. And it's another you know, way na din for me not to make my feelings bigger for her. Nox. But how can I, what can I do? She makes me happy. She makes me feel good. Oh my god, I'm so gay. Yeah, but moral lesson, or I think the lesson that I want to share from this one is that nothing. I just really want to say what's on my mind, to express my thoughts.